Scrounge around kitchen shelves in American homes east of the Rockies, and you might find a jar of marshmallow fluff just waiting to be used in a fudge or sweet potato recipe. Scoffed at by Nouvelle Cuisine connoisseurs, the marshmallow fluff remains popular. Susan Kaplan of member station WFCR went to Lynn, Massachusetts to visit the only factory that makes marshmallow fluff.
It's quite a sight. Thousands of glass jars being cleaned, labeled, and stuffed with fluff. This is where marshmallow fluff has been made for the past 82 years. Durkee Mower is a one-product company. The president, Don Durkee, says his dad, H. Allen Durkee, and Fred Mower bought the recipe for marshmallow fluff in the 1920s, made batches of it in their kitchen, and sold it door to door. Today, the recipe is exactly the same. While you can't buy fluff in every state in this country, you can get it in other countries. This fluff will be sent to Holland with labels in Dutch saying the incredible American marshmallow spread.
We package these to orders. I think this might be 1,500 cases. So once we package 1,500 cases, then we change the label to something else.
No matter where you find it, marshmallow fluff is always the same. It's made from corn syrup, sugar syrup, vanilla flavoring, and egg whites. At 77, Don Durkee's been making fluff since 1949, wearing a lunch lady white hairnet surrounded by giant metal vats filled with steaming hot corn syrup. Durkee says the secret to making perfect fluff is to heat the ingredients to just the right temperature.
It's a secret I can't tell you. There are certain private pieces of information. This is Todd up there as the cooker. He's sworn to secrecy.
What's not a secret is fluff itself. Love it or hate it, it's hard to find someone who doesn't have something to say about marshmallow fluff. It's got the kind of name brand recognition that Madison Avenue advertising agencies pay big bucks to create. Amy Johnson's from Texas, where she says there's no fluff, but when it comes to her husband, Matthew, it's a whole other story.
He's addicted to fluff.
I'm not addicted to fluff, but
every day. We seriously go through like a tub every 2 weeks, I would say.
A big jug every 2 weeks. Peanut butter and fluff every day.
And sometimes jelly.
And sometimes jelly, too.
Marshmallow fluff and peanut butter, also known as the Fluffernutter, is Durkee Mower's most famous concoction. Durkee says advertising has played a big role in the success of fluff, but he's not talking about a recent ad campaign.
Marshmallow fluff.
You know well enough.
Durkee Mower Sweet Go.
These are the Flufferettes. They were regulars on a popular radio show that ran in the 1930s and 40s.
We don't spend anywhere near the percentage of our gross sales on advertising that we did back then. It was an investment Mr. Moore and Dad made 80 years ago that's still paying off.
Today, the factory will turn out about 5,000 cases of fluff. That's enough to make more than 250,000 Fluffernutters. Making this much fluff is a big job and a sticky one. It takes almost as much time to scrub the floors and walls as it does to make fluff. But the Durkee family doesn't seem to mind. When they close the fiscal books this month, they will celebrate the best year in the company's history. For NPR News, I'm Susan Kaplan in Lynn, Massachusetts.